How many of you want to live your life on mission, with purpose, with focus, doing what God has created you to do? You know, the awesome thing about God's economy, God's strategy, is that he uses all of us specifically the way he designed us, and there's not one in the room that can do everything, but together we can do anything. There's nothing beyond our reach if we're committed to being the people that God wants us to be. Well, a few weeks ago, we started this On Mission series, and I started off telling you this, that if we're going to be a church on mission, if you're going to be a person on mission, one of the key qualities is this concept called fellowship. Fellowship means four things. It means, number one, we pray for each other. We pray together. There are very few words that are more encouraging than to have someone truly say to you, I'm praying for you. I told the story this last week. I was speaking of the Teen Challenge, people from all across Oklahoma at our district campground. And many of you will know a lady that was part of our church for a long part of her life. And she passed away several years ago now. But when I got here, Miss Elizabeth Morgans would say to me, every time that we saw each other in the church, she said, Pastor, I'm an old farm girl, and I'm used to getting up and milking cows from when I was a girl. And she said, still every morning, I get up around 5 o'clock, and the first thing I do is I pray for you and your family and for our church every day. That fellowship of praying for each other is critical in advancing the kingdom of God. But not only do we pray for each other, we also encourage each other. We also serve together. We also believe for the best in each other. We love each other. 60 times, basically, in the New Testament, we find this phrase. It starts with whatever word, then the back part of it says one another. More often than not, almost 20 times, a third of the times, the word is love one another. Jesus said, it's a new commandment I'm giving you. Love one another. And that's what fellowship is all about. Then a couple of weeks ago, I looked back and talked about the importance of, of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. This is not about you and not about me, not about Owosso First Assembly. It's about the Lordship of Jesus. It's what he's calling his church to do and where we feel our part of that role. But it's not only that. Last week we looked at it's being spirit empowered. We cannot do it in our own strength. We do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. And for this week, I was planning, looking, and thinking, I want to preach about the importance of prayer and being dependent on prayer to advance the kingdom of God. The church moves forward on its knees. Here's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, 35 through 38. He said, it says, Jesus continued going around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dejected, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is abundant. Everybody say abundant. The opportunity to bring people in the kingdom of God is abundant, but the workers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field. Let me give a couple of fast thoughts right here on that. Number one, let's pray for people, young people, old people, whatever age people, to hear the voice of God and get involved maybe in a full-time ministry, maybe going around the world, maybe doing whatever God's calling them to do. And I think that should be applauded, and we should pray for that, and we should believe for that, and we should encourage that. But may we also recognize that each one of us qualify to be a worker at your place of work, in your neighborhood, with your family. And I would suggest to you this morning that if every believer, every follower of Christ took seriously the commitment to be a worker for the harvest, it would advance God's kingdom in an incredibly rapid way. Well, I was thinking about this. I was going to preach on it and kind of got the Holy Spirit spoke to me like way early in the week. And he said, you know, you preach a lot of sermons. And I said, yeah, I know, Lord. He said, sometimes they don't do as much good as I would like for them to do. I said, yeah, me too. And he said, instead of preaching about prayer this week, why don't you just have your church pray? So that's a great idea. So there are seven areas of the world that the Assembly of God missions ministers to, and we've got seven people that are going to come, take about 2 minutes, tell what's going on there. By the way, two resources. If you don't have this book, it's been out a month, people, okay? It's like time to pick one up. This is a tool where you can pray for everybody in one setting. It'll probably take you a while because, like Michael said, there's 100 and something of them in here. You can pray for one a day and just kind of take time to go through there. You can pray for a region of the world every day or the U.S. missionaries. Take this and make it a tool of prayer and remembrance. And I tell you what I would love to see happen somewhere in the future. When a missionary comes to our church, I would love to see people lined up to that missionary going, oh, I know who you are because I've been praying for you with our missionary partner book, and I know you. I'm going to tell you, most of them would probably have to get a chair and sit down. They'd be so overwhelmed. There's another tool we have every month. And by the way, this Wednesday night is our prayer time. Get here around 6 o'clock. It'll conclude by 6:45. It'll take a focus at 6:15. You can do that first 15 minutes in individual prayer. We have a monthly prayer guide that's one of the best I've ever seen. I want to encourage you to be here on Wednesdays. First Wednesday of the month, we do this. And come and spend some time in prayer. Toward the end of this presentation, a good friend of mine for over 30 years, Kevin Kapler, is going to be with us. He is the first AG home missionary, U.S. missionary to law enforcement. He's involved in a community over in southeast Missouri, but he's raising up and training people to be volunteers and to help in ministry to law enforcement all across, not just that state, but across the nation even. And he's the first one that we've had in the Assemblies of God that's his full-time job. That's awesome. And he'll be sharing with us a little bit later about chaplaincy, and we're going to go from there. Well, I'm going to ask the guys that have been assigned to pray. We're going to start with Rick and Diane Thomas to come, and they're leading us in prayer for the field of Africa and for that part of the world. Would you not just simply spectate, but would you participate? Somebody say amen. They're going to talk to you a little bit, then they're going to lead in prayer. If you pray better standing up, kneeling down, sitting down, walking, whatever does the good to help you to pray with them, take your liberties and pray. Rick, come and lead us in prayer for Africa.
Region that we're going to pray for this morning is Africa, as he mentioned. When I look at the numbers of Africa, it's pretty amazing to me the numbers that are there. Population, 1.1 billion, a little bit over 1.1 billion people. Spiritually lost, almost 82% of Africa is spiritually lost, which comes to 949 million people. Unreached people groups, it's 1,359 unreached people groups. AG constituents, there's 18,685. We look at AG churches, 87,741. AG ministers, 96,957. And missionaries and associates is 362. And when I first looked at it, I thought about 362. That's quite a few missionaries. But then I went back to that original number of 1.1 billion. And that's a lot of people, and when you look at that, that's not very many missionaries. It says missionaries and associates, 362. When you look on the website, AG World Missions website, there's really only about 100, what they list is 150-something actual missionaries themselves. They combine associates with this here. So this morning, if you would join with me in prayer for this country or for this continent of Africa, and let's just lift them up. At this time, if you would, let's pray. Dear God, we come to you this morning. Heavenly Father, just this population, Lord, the 1.1 billion people and the unreached people, the 949 million plus people, Lord, that are needing you in their lives, Lord. We lift them up to you today. Heavenly Father, there's two main prayer requests for this group. One is the unchurched group, the unreached group. Lord, those that don't know you as the Lord and Savior, Lord, we pray for them this morning. Lord, the second request we have this morning that we pray for this morning, Lord, the one of the biggest factors they have is their growing season, Lord. Heavenly Father, from October to December, Lord, their growing season, that's the time that all their food is produced. Lord, we pray for a growing season. We pray for a season, Lord, of harvest for them. Not only for harvest for food, but harvest for souls, Lord. We lift them up today. We lift them up to you, Lord. We ask for protection for these missionaries, for guidance and direction. We pray for spiritual support, pray for financial support for these missionaries and their associates, Lord. We ask today that you would bless them and you'd keep them in your care. Heavenly Father, help us to do our parts. Help us to have an open heart to each one of these different regions that we pray for today, Lord. Help us to reach out and to have an open heart for them, Lord, either financially, spiritually, through prayer. Lord, we just lift them up today. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Carmen and I are praying for the region of Asia Pacific. This is an area that includes all of the Southeast Asian islands and many other countries. There's a total population in this area of just under 1 billion people. Father, I just thank you for the work that your Holy Spirit has done in this region of the Asia Pacific in the past by our missionaries, past and present. We rejoice in the 30 plus thousands of churches that exist, but our hearts are heavy for the more than 1,100 unreached people groups that exist today that have never had an adequate presentation or message of the good news about Jesus. And our hearts are distressed by the 900 million people who are spiritually lost, and many countries are even hostile to your name. So we ask you to move by your Holy Spirit, Sovereign Lord, and expand your kingdom throughout this Asia Pacific region, bringing revival to our churches, enabling our missionaries and our pastors, and even our believers, lay believers, to be innovative, to be powerful and effective in communicating the good news about Jesus. Perform supernatural and miraculous works through believers to show the men and women and children around them that they need a Savior. And we specifically pray for Japan, where our missionaries Chris and Lindsay Carter are, as they train pastors and lead the Christians there. We ask you, Father, to enable them to be effective in their ministry.
We pray for Justin Canavan as he works in Japan with other missionaries to reach the lost.
And thank you for Wesley and Lindsay Burns, who were just here with us. And we rejoice in your calling of their lives to the country of Japan. And we ask you to be Jehovah Jireh and provide for their financial needs.
And Father, we pray for David and Cheryl Hughart in the Philippines as they teach and train pastors at Emmanuel Bible College and pastor an international church in Cebu City.
We also lift our friends Stephen and Kristen McKnight to you as they minister in the Philippines, leading a child care compassion ministry that partners with local churches and enables those churches to meet the nutritional needs of 8.5 million children, many of the 8.5 million children in the Philippines that suffer from chronic undernourishment.
And Father, we pray for Nathan and Lisa Turney and family as they are directing the Asia's Little Ones, a child compassion ministry. We pray for healing and provision for traumatized children, provision for children's homes in Cambodia, Thailand, and the Philippines.
And Father, this church has partnered with Fairleigh Ryder for many years in Taiwan as she trains workers and uses the Book of Hope. And we ask you to bless her ministry as she goes into schools and parks to reach children with the gospel.
Abba, Father, and most holy God, we ask that you hear these prayers being lifted to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, who sits at your right hand and intercedes for us. Protect these, your children, as they spread the good news of the gospel throughout Asia Pacific area. Protect them from the enemy, from accident, from illness, and from persecution.
Father, we also pray for the Wasners in Thailand, the Clements in Cambodia, the Collins in Sri Lanka, and the Wyatts in Vietnam, and ask for you to enable them and empower them to be your ministers in those areas to reach your kingdom. And finally, Father, we recognize that there are several countries in this region of Asia Pacific that we, as Owosso First Assembly, have no current harvest efforts in. Some of them are very populated. Millions of people. Enable us, Sovereign Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray, to help us as a church, as a Christ followers, to find wise ways to work and invest in your kingdom to reach our goal of supporting missions efforts in every country possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. We're praying for Northern Asia, which is really a restrictive country that we don't like to say the name of when it's streaming and in print. And if you can't see the picture, just know that it's got a really good wall, and that'll clue you into what we're praying for. Father God, we thank you so much for the fact that you are a God of all nations. God, you are not designated to one people group, one country, but you are a God of the world. God, we praise you for what's happening in this country. God, that more and more people are coming to know you every day. By 2030, this is supposed to be the country that has the most believers in it, despite a restrictive government, despite persecution, despite all obstacles. God, you are sovereign, and we praise you that no authority on earth can stand in front of your will, in front of your authority. God, we pray now for these believers that you would just give them just boldness and that you'd empower them to share despite of all the odds. God, we pray that sound theology would come as new Christians begin to emerge, more house churches pop up. God, that you would guide them and that you would protect their doctrine, Father God, that it would be true and that it would be based on the Savior Jesus Christ. God, we praise you that more and more people are coming to know you every day, and we pray that you would empower our workers that are there and our missionaries that are serving in the local house church, God.
Father, we come before you this morning to pray for the 468 unreached people groups in this country. God, we pray for continued efforts in Bible translation, that everyone could read your word in their heart language. God, we pray for the 129 AG missionaries who are currently in this country. Father, we pray for protection and wisdom and guidance for them. God, we pray that they would continue to have fruit in house church networks. God, as they train and equip indigenous pastors, God, that we would see your glory declared among all the nations and your marvelous works among all the peoples.
Father God, we thank you so much for these brothers and sisters who have decided that your gospel is worth more than anything this world has to offer. God, we pray that we would be encouraged by their stories, by their faith, and by their boldness, and that we would take that boldness into our workplace and into our family and our friend group, and that we would just be inspired by the work they're doing, and that you would keep them to you, Father God. We love you and we praise you. Amen.
Good morning. Carrie and I are praying for Eurasia, which is a huge area covering spanning 9 time zones, and there's Russia, former Soviet Union, a lot of dark countries, India, some closed countries, Middle East, and just want to pray. That's a huge area, almost 3 billion people, and 99% unreached. Let's pray together. God, we just come before you, and we pray for you to send out workers to Eurasia. And we thank you for those that have already been called and have been sent. And we just ask that you'd provide for them financially and give them wisdom and guidance. And we ask that you would help us to support those you've called and sent. And Lord, even call from among us workers who will go out into the fields, Lord, and draw people to you. We're praying for those missionaries who are planting churches, that they would have boldness and just give them divine appointments to reach out to the right people. And Lord, we for those dark countries that are hostile to you, Lord, we just ask that you'd break chains, that you would reign supreme, and that you would call people to you, that you'd give them dreams and visions that would just draw them to Christ. And we pray for the national churches, that they would multiply and flourish and catch the vision for missions. We pray for strong and healthy Bible colleges that'll produce pastors and church leaders to be better equipped to serve you and spread the good news. And we just thank you for your power and for your calling. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Europe region of Assemblies of God World Missions is comprised of 515 missionaries and missionary associates serving in 46 countries. And this list includes the countries of North Atlantic and Canada. The population exceeds 578 million. There are over 10,600 Assemblies of God churches and over 12,700 Assemblies of God ministers in these countries. The Assemblies of God has over 1.4 million adherents in this large region, but there remain 1,200 unreached people groups. Unfortunately, God is not at the center of Europe. Majestic cathedrals that were once towering tributes to a sovereign creator now sit empty. Museums of a time gone by now often visited more as tourist sites rather than as houses of worship. Secularism is now the prevalent religion of Europe. God is not acknowledged, and biblical spirituality has no standing in most of the societies represented in this region. However, we serve a God that has not forgotten this part of the world, even if governmental leadership of many of these countries choose to deny him. As the Holy Spirit goes before us and God continues to call people to move in that part of the world, people are finding Christ, and the Holy Spirit is moving in response to the pleading of his people. Let us pray now for God's power to be manifested with signs and wonders following, for the darkness that has permeated that part of the world for so long to be obliterated, and for God's love to reach even the hardest of hearts. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for your majesty and your authority in the earth. No power or principality nor any secular government or ruler can halt the move of the Holy Spirit when your people truly pray. And we seek your will to be done on the earth as it is in heaven. We know you are no respecter of persons. We know and declare that your desire is that all people everywhere should come to a saving knowledge of Christ and to serve you. So today we break powers and strongholds of secularism and atheism, and we ask, Lord, for great faith to arise in the hearts of the believers in Europe, and for a great end time harvest of souls in this vast area of Europe to begin, and for this highly complex region of the world to once again be able to spread the gospel to many other parts of the earth as it has in times past. And we pray for our Assemblies of God missionaries that are faithfully tilling and planting and tilling over and over and over in a very hardened soil, yet making steady progress. Lord, we ask that you give them health and wisdom and strength needed to accomplish your purposes. We pray for all of the Christ-following, Bible-believing churches there, many which may be small in size but great in their faith. May they find that as they continue to seek you and develop new and relevant ways to reach the modern culture of that secular-minded society, that you will honor them with added workers into their harvest and converted souls into the kingdom. In the powerful, life-giving name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
International Ministries is a multifaceted, 9 groups there. Builders International provides churches and schools around the world with construction expertise. Compassion Link provides and teaches gardening for the location wherever these people groups live in their local environment. Clean water, fuel-efficient stoves, community health, evangelism, first aid, emotional crisis recovery. Global Initiative is developing ministries to our Muslim brothers and sisters around the world. Global University, get this, it has 450,000 students in 150 countries that provide church leaders with the education they need to lead, to pastor, all the way up through a doctorate of ministries degree in 32 languages, fully accredited. Jacob's Hope is a ministry that develops ministry to our Jewish brothers and sisters around the world. Life Publishers, has anybody heard of a fire Bible in this church? They provide and print these fire Bibles as well as other Christian materials, Christian education materials. Network 211, 16 sites in the top internet languages for people who are searching for faith, who are searching with life questions, they reach out to them, journeyonline.org, and also the Warriors Journey, twj.org. This will blow you away. Sorry, I'm an accountant. I like numbers. Oral Learners Initiative. 1/3 of the people around the world cannot read the language they speak. Another 1/3 choose to learn in non-written methods. So 2/3 of the world are oral learners. Royal Rangers International, established in 2002. There are 715 outposts in 87 countries with 250,000 boys and girls ages 5 to 17. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all these ministries. We pray and ask that you would open the windows of heaven, resource them with leaders, volunteers, finances, whatever they need to accomplish the mission that you have assigned them. Father, lead us away from the temptation of apathy, complacency, and to love and compassion and hope. Life on mission is all about hope, Lord. It's all about hope and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. We bless you and thank you. Send reinforcements in the heavenlies to do battle where there is the darkness is pressing in, but we press back on our knees against the enemies of the kingdom of God. And may you receive the glory and the honor. In Lord Jesus, your precious name we ask. Amen.
Good morning. My area is Latin America and the Caribbean. That stretches from the border of Mexico and the United States, clear down almost to Antarctica, the southernmost part of Argentina and South America, and all the islands beside it in the Caribbean. We're talking about over 650 million people, and 4 out of 5 of those don't know Christ. Let's pray. Father, we come to you thankful that you have made it possible for us to do something to help. And so we begin with intercession, and we just ask you, God, to remember the 627 unreached people groups, that every one of those you would send someone to tell them the good news. God, send someone to all of them. We pray for the 27 million plus people that are members of Assembly of God churches down there now. Make them salt and light. Give them a vision and passion for the lost around them. Help them to be bold and to tell others. And I pray that more AG churches will be opened, that the over 210,000 AG churches we already have down there, will each one want to somehow plant another one nearby, and that they can double in number. And we pray for all of our ministers, almost 190,000, that they will be encouraged, that they will be faithful, that they will set a good example, that they will have leadership skills, that they will listen to your word, that they will boldly and effectively proclaim the message. And we come to you for our ministers that are actual missionaries and their associates, 489 of them, God. I pray they wouldn't grow weary in well-doing. I pray they'd be able to bridge the cultural gaps, and I pray that you would keep them well and give them favor in their governments. And especially we come now to you that Fire Bibles and the Book of Hope might penetrate this whole region more. And we lift up Levis and Bonnie Hernandez in Nicaragua in particular, and pray that you would bless their efforts and keep them well and help them to be productive and fruitful and show them what is next and help them to progress in their ministry. And God, we ask you for the souls of all of the people there, that each one of them would have the chance to hear the gospel before it's too late, and that you would soften their hearts that they might respond and be saved. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, OFA. Hey, FA.
Hello, OFA. We are the Plute family, and we are serving with International Ministries, and we are reaching out to the Muslim world. Let's pray together for the Muslim world. Father, thank you so much that you love the Muslim world. You love people, you care about people, and we are so thankful, God, that you would be gracious and kind, and that you would offer yourself as a savior to people all over the world. We are so thankful for that.
Dear God, I pray that Muslims around the world would get to know you and get to tell others, Muslims that they know, and rejoice about their newfound faith.
And God, we just thank you for the opportunity that we have as Americans to live here in the United States. God, we thank you for the way that you have blessed the United States. God, and we thank you for the internationals that you are sending here. God, it's such a diverse country with so many different people groups represented. And God, we believe that they are represented not on accident. God, we believe you brought them here because there is a message of hope and of truth and of love and of Jesus that you want them to hear. Lord, I pray for the church, the American church and Christians, that you will help us to be faithful missionaries in our own country, sharing the love of God and sharing the truth about Jesus with every international that is here in this place, God, in this country. We thank you, God, that we get to do this. It is an incredible privilege. We love you. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Thanks again, OFA. Flute family signing off.
Bye.
I'm bringing to you the Adult and Teen Challenge ministry that is in the U.S. And it started in 1961, and a lot of you remember probably the Cross and Switchblade. Some of you over here probably do not, but it started, and it was a movie that talked about gangs in New York and all the drug and alcohol. Well, that unfortunately has grown in the United States as it's on the news all the time. And this is a ministry that is a Christ-centered model for drug and alcohol treatment. We have over 200 plus residency programs in the United States. One, the closest one for us, is in Sapulpa. But they do this through a transformation, leading people to Jesus Christ, and then discipleship with education, and then a residential program that helps them in life choices. Their vision is seeing all people freed from life-controlling issues through the power of Jesus Christ. And I ask you to join me in prayer for these missionaries. Lord, we pray for the workers that are in this field, that you will give them strength, stamina, and physical health, that, Lord, that you would guide them with the Holy Spirit to give them wisdom and to make decisions and ministry in the way that you would have them. We pray that you will draw others to this field, Lord, so it continues to grow, so we have more workers. We also will ask you to look for partners that will help in financial support to help and to give to this mission. Lord, we ask you for also partners in prayer and fasting for this ministry to grow. Right now, we ask you to keep your hand on all of them, have your Holy Spirit move throughout and restore these people with addicted lifestyles. We ask you in Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I remember reading The Cross and the Switchblade as part of a leadership class in Chi Alpha at OSU. So, you know, Chi Alpha is one of the smaller probably groups represented. You know, there's like 300 chapters across the country. That's an average of about 6 per state. And I know we have a lot more colleges than that. It may be small, but it potentially has the most potential to impact every other one of these ministries and every other country that we've been praying for today. Students come here from all over the world, just like we talked about or we heard about last week, and most of them go back to those countries. They come here to get educated, and then they go back. And we have the opportunity, while they're here, to catch them and grab them at a time where it's potentially the most impactful time of life. Probably most people here have never been to a lot of these countries we've prayed for, but most of you have been to a college campus or seen a college campus or know about college campuses, right? And you remember that time of your life when you were out of high school, coming out of the shelter of your parents' house, and that's that point when you hit that 18 years old and you're like, okay, what do I really believe? You know, what am I really going to do? Am I going to go to church because my parents always made me, or is this real to me? Is this something that I'm going to live for every day? And Satan is doing nothing but casting confusion and doubt and this public schools and Christian schools and everywhere across this country. And then he's taking it a step further when they get to college, when they're out from that shelter and they're trying to figure it out for themselves. So let's just pray for them right now. God, we love you so much. And I just thank you for the Chi Alpha ministries that we have spread out across this country. God, we thank you that you are placing missionaries in these schools to touch students at that point in life where it is just such a pivotal point. And God, we just come against the confusion and the doubt that Satan is just sowing into their lives, and we rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. And I just pray for clarity. I pray for the power of your Holy Spirit to impact students as they walk into these college campuses, whether it's a Christian school, whether it's a public school, whatever it is, God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would just light their path when they get there and just show them the truth. Show them the truth of who you are, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through you. And I thank you, God, that you can make a difference starting right there that will impact every other country in this world and impact our country as well. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Church mobilization is to build a strong support army that will have diverse ministry which will impact and assist the growth of the ministries of the Assemblies of God. Church mobilization serves the Assemblies of God by providing opportunities to be involved in ministry either as a church group or individuals. Church mobilization offers evangelism and construction support to other missionaries and AG churches, districts, colleges, and other facilities across our nation. Church teams participate in evangelism projects, construction projects, or both. These teams can vary in size and scope, and their trips last for a short time, a few days to a little over a week. Missionary associates usually commit 1 or 2 years of service and work alongside a ministry leader. This often, you will often find an MA helping with administration or maintenance work. It's a great opportunity for anyone who wants to be to assist a missionary. RVers come from a variety of professional and vocational backgrounds, ages, and gender. Many are retired or near retirement, but they don't have to be. They can serve for a few months, for a few weeks to months at a certain location, and several spend an entire year traveling across America, assisting missionaries and ministries on construction projects. 2021 statistics show there were 839 RV volunteers, 102 missionaries and spouses, 137 missionary associates and their spouses.
Let's pray. Lord, we ask that there will be people of all ages willing to step forward to serve in the mission of church mobilization, to desire to be used in some capacity for your glory, whether that be as a church team, RVer, or as a missionary associate. We pray that there will be those that see this as a way that the talents you gave them can return to you in service for your work of reaching the lost. We have all been given talents by you as you knit us in the womb. As we recognize within each one of us our unique set of skills and abilities, may we choose to return them to you as you choose for us a service for your glory. We ask that you guide each one of us in determining how we may best serve, whether as in a church team, as a missionary associate, or an RVer, in support of a particular missionary and your mission for them. We ask that all members of this congregation be given the desire and seek a way to be served or used in service to you to return your talents to you for your glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the scripture in Matthew 28:18-19, Jesus came to the disciples and told them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples in all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even until the end of the age." In this U.S. Specialized Missions, this is particularly important because this isn't just around the world. This is here in the United States. This particular one here reaches out to and teaches individuals here kids ministries. It has the personnel that teaches personnel in the in the schools. It teaches them to reach out to kids. It has a U.S. Missions Kids. It teaches them healthy children's ministries. And we are a nation, and we need prayers for here in our nation. Let's pray. Our loving Father in heaven, we just come before you right now, and we pray for our nation, Father, and for each one of the ministers, Lord, in this mission, in this specialty mission, Father, I just pray that you will just touch each one, Lord, and help us to reach out and help us to reach each person here in our nation, in our cities, in our towns, Lord, and Father, just to be a witness and, Lord, just reach out to those that are hurting, Father. And Lord, that we will give you the glory and the honor, and that hearts will be saved and turned and lives will be changed. and this will be all for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
When we hear the word missionary, most of us quickly think of foreign countries. Well, the Assemblies of God's Ministries believes that one of the most important missionary fields there is the junior high and high school campuses in our own country. And at this time, we have 44 missionary and associates working on trying to get into high school and junior high campuses to reach kids for Christ. Statistics tell us that 8 out of every 10 believer chooses to follow Jesus before the age of 18. And when you let that soak in, it makes you realize that we've got to get to these kids. That's why Kevin and all the youth directors in Owosso and all the youth directors across the country and all the denominations are trying to reach the kids, because we find out it's so hard to talk a 30-year-old man out on the golf course who's never gone to church to all of a sudden follow Jesus. So I'm here to tell you about the Youth Alive Ministries. That's the AG ministry for getting into these schools, getting access into these schools, and reaching these kids across this country for Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we just come before you this morning, first of all, just to praise you. We praise you for your greatness. We thank you so much for how you've helped our youth directors and Youth Alive get into some of these schools. But Father, we are being blocked by the evil of this world, and we come before you begging for wisdom. I pray for these men and women, Father. Give them the words to get onto these campuses so they can reach more kids for you, Father. And we again thank you for the finances. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done to help these missionary efforts, Father. And we come before you and ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. We have one more U.S. window to talk about, but we weren't coming here today to give you a 13-part or 14-part book report. We were hoping that through this, and I'm praying that through this, that each one of you will have the Holy Spirit impart to you a burden for something you've heard about today. I pray you'll get that book and you'll read through it and you'll pray through it. How many of you have heard something today that has either encouraged you or maybe called you to be more committed in prayer, in giving, but to realize there is a harvest that is multifaceted? I'm thankful for all of those who've come and shared today. They all did an excellent job. Amen. Give them a good round of applause. I don't fully understand what I'm going to say right now, because I'm kind of the weird one in this equation right here, but they say that people in general have a greater fear of speaking in public than they do death. This is not too hard for me, but I guess for some people it is. And I thought you guys all did a great job and gave some incredible information. As always, our services are video recorded. You can go back and watch them later on YouTube, on Facebook, on our webpage, on the church app. And you can go back and listen to it again if you want to focus in on one of the things that was shared today. The last group that we're looking at, we've got a guest with us today from Farmington, Missouri, Kevin Kapler. After he presents, then Kevin, it's the Kevin moment right now. Kevin Kapler is going to tell you about the chaplaincy and about his story in particular. And then Kevin Grover is going to come and pray over that. Then I'll come back and conclude this part of the service. So would you welcome Kevin Kapler, the first AG U.S. missionary chaplain, full-time, fully appointed, and also commissioned. So, great guy. Give him a good welcome, would you?
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Bruce.
He's telling my story, but it's so good to be in Owosso with y'all today. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this month. Thank you for giving to missions. How many are connected to law enforcement in some form or fashion or first responders? You know somebody, you are somebody who is, or maybe you're in the room. Lift your hand. Anybody? Several across the room. We see that several places. Well, let me quickly introduce. I want to share a quick story. We'll get out of the way and pray. My name is Kevin Kapler. I think you're going to see some pictures. I'm married to my wife, Sharon, of 35 years. She's not able to be with me today. She had to work yesterday. I've got a family, Craig and Chris, 26 and 32. This is Chris's family, our newborn grandbaby, Colson Ray, on the bottom there, 15 pounds plus 3 months, and he gets that all from his papaw right there, all right? And you're going to see some pictures about a little bit of my journey, but while I unpack this really quick, after serving for about 20 plus years in pastoral ministry and doing senior pastor, worship pastor, youth pastor, that's where we met when Pastor Bruce had dark hair a long time ago, and that's when we met each other, right, brother? Amen. And after working in all kinds of areas in ministry, I had developed a passion for law enforcement and became involved with chaplaincy. I am currently a Missouri Post certified commissioned officer at this point, as of about a month ago. And I currently serve as the chaplain for Farmington Police Department and St. Francis County Ambulance District in Farmington as well. Coming along now as a full-time first U.S. missionary specifically to law enforcement in the area of chaplaincy. Coming along law enforcement and serving those who serve others. So I'm excited to be able to do that. We come alongside and we work with law enforcement. I work in my own community, but as a U.S. missionary, it affords me the opportunity to be able to go, and even in my community or other communities, the longer-term vision would be to resource, recruit, and equip potential chaplains to work and serve in their local agencies, especially in rural communities where all of them will always be, for the most part, volunteers. There are no full-time missionaries to this group. As of this point, I will be the first of over 800,000 of full-time law enforcement in the United States. And unfortunately, we know this, that first of all, they are their own unique culture. How many know what I'm talking about? They're different. They're kind of got their own little thing going on. They stay to themselves often. The suicide rate, unfortunately, among law enforcement, get this, is 4 times the felony rate. That means for every 100 officers whose lives are being taken by somebody else, there are 400 law enforcement who are taking their own lives. So they lead in suicide, they lead in alcoholism, and they lead in divorce, unfortunately. So just a quick story about how I got here today. Without getting into all of that, I want to tell a quick story about a particular situation. But I decided and began to pray about this after several years of chaplaincy experience while pastoring. What would it be like if a guy could give himself to this group of people? So I began praying about it. I approached U.S. Missions. They allowed me to come alongside. I decided to get training. I went through the police academy at age 52, with the average age of 25 to 19. I survived. I graduated in the COVID year without a graduation and had an opportunity to be able to finish up in May 2020, and we got that finished. I did get commissioned. I did finish a degree in criminal justice while I was going through it, and I'm so thankful God helped me to give me perspective and context. Very quick story. It's 2:30 in the morning as I close today. 2:30 in the morning, the doorbell rings at our house, and my wife and I wake up. We think it's, you ever had one of those things where you think it's a dream whenever you dream something? Well, we thought it was a dream. My wife said, the doorbell's ringing, get up. We get up. She says, don't answer the door, don't answer it. They're ringing doorbells on our street, so I don't know why we got up in the first place, but we did. I instinctively, for whatever reason, grabbed my phone and I just called our dispatch and I said, hey, this is so-and-so on such-and-such street. Just want to let you know that we are, they're ringing doorbells on our street. It's not a big deal, just want to make sure you're aware of it. And the person on the line on the other end, the dispatcher, says, well, actually, it was us trying to reach you. They'd sent an officer to my door, and I had my phone shut off on silence while I was trying to sleep. And so we understand this is what we did. I decided to contact them, and I said, I'll get dressed, I'll go. The officer came, took me to the scene out in the county. He briefed me on it. It was a residential house fire, this particular situation. They take me to a mom it's freezing cold outside. The mom steps out of the vehicle. I get over to her. They introduce me, and she is absolutely ecstatic, of course, because her husband is on his way to
the hospital with severe burns. Because he was trying to save their child in the home who did not make it out. And I will tell you, they bring me to mom, I'm going to ask anyone in the room, what in the world could you possibly say to a mother who has lost something and going through what she's going through at that moment? And the answer is simply nothing. So we fall back on our training, and we begin to just empathize. We begin to say, is there anybody I can contact for you? Is there anything I can do to help you? Can I pray with you? And we pray with them. We get her back in the vehicle, and the officer that takes me, and we sit in the vehicle while we're waiting for them to come and to take the body and do the investigation before they can remove the body. And I remember sitting there, and the officer says this to me in the car as I close. He said, it's amazing what the difference is when the chaplain comes on the scene. Before you came, she was ecstatic. She was a mess. But when you came, she just calmed down. Listen, she doesn't know who Kevin Kapler was or is, but she understood that something of what he represented. We have the ability as chaplains to come into a scene and be able to provide the ministry of presence. And that's what chaplaincy is. And church, I will tell you, when we bring the peace of God that passes, transcends anything that we can understand, that's what Scripture talks about today. It is a ministry of presence. And you cannot pay enough money for those opportunities to share Jesus. Thank you for being a part of that. We love you today. God bless you.
Good morning. I'd like to thank the entire missions team that have shared this morning, and I'd also like to thank those who sometimes are behind the scenes. It takes people behind the scenes always in anything that we do, and so I appreciate them very, very much for being willing to serve. Chaplains connect with people and administer Christ's healing to the hurting when the local church is not an option. As from Manny Cordero, who is the Chaplaincy Ministry Senior Director. There are 2,773 endorsed chaplains throughout the Assemblies of God, 113 missionaries and spouses, and 55 missionary associates and spouses. Chaplains serve in areas where few Christians can or probably would even dare to go. High-risk areas such as military, police and fire departments, prisons. We also find them on school campuses. We find them in corporations. There's corporate chaplains. We see them doing different things like climbing mountains, being involved in different athletic type things. They're at rodeos. They're at NASCAR races. They're there today. And they're in the big rigs that handle the freight all over the United States of America with semi-truck drivers and a chaplaincy to those people who are moving the freight for us. And they go where the people are. Every day, they build relationships with people who simply need Jesus. They want to have opportunities just to talk about Jesus. And I'm reminded of one quick story, and you go to ag.org and read the full story about this. But Holly Short is a graduate of the Assemblies of God, Southeastern University. She is a minister within the Assemblies of God, U.S. Missions. She is a military chaplain. And she is the military chaplain to the Navy football team who just played here Friday night against Tulsa University. She started at Clemson, and she saw the chaplain to the team and thought, that'd be a neat job. But she transferred to Southeastern. Her goal was to be in the Navy since she was 3 years old, and today she's the chaplain of the United States Navy football team. So neat stories like that that touch our hearts, and we definitely back the blue line and the red line. Yeah. We definitely do. I was going to hope to try and have some people surround Kevin, but he's guest ministering today and going to sing. So anyway, I'm going to pray for Kevin and at the same time, pray for the entire chaplain program. Our Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for the day. We thank you for every day that we are given the breath of life.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we just thank you for guiding us and directing us and being in our midst. And Lord, I thank you for these men and women who are willing to go into the tougher areas of life and minister to people who are there, willing to lay down their lives for us at any given time. They are there to minister to those who have lost children in this situation that he just spoke about. He is there to minister to men and women who have been involved in having to fight a fire or fight a war, or they have to drive the miles and miles of the highways of the United States. We just thank you for their compassion. We thank you for their passion to reach others through a different means in a different way. Father, we pray for protection upon Kevin, his entire team. We thank you for the platform that you've given him across the United States to be in ministry to the U.S. Chaplaincy Program of U.S. Missions. Father, we commit this day to you. I pray that every one of these missions, emphasis, areas, and regions will continue to burn in our hearts and to continue to pray and to lift up those so that they can take the gospel around the world and in our backyards. Father, we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kevin. I hope you've been encouraged today and inspired to see how big missions is and to realize that your investment, your involvement is very critical. If you'd like to give an offering today to help Kevin Kapler and his ministry, the key word is Kevin, or you can drop it off in the back before you leave in a few minutes. I know today is a little bit longer, a little bit different than what we normally do, but I really think that was a good thing, and it seemed to go quick to me. It just, the clocks moved a lot faster than I thought, so it's kind of rare for us to be this late, but the good news is all the churches that get out early have already went through the buffet, and now the lines are clear, so you'll be good. More important than that, though, if you need something from God today, I want you to know that it's not in some process that we do. It's not in some formula. But the presence of God that Kevin spoke of moments ago is here right now to meet your need. If there's a need in your life, I want to pray for you and believe God to help you. If you need to talk to somebody, you can find me or one of the other staff. And I believe if you'll let the Holy Spirit lead you, it may just be somebody on your row even that can pray with you and help you in this moment if you need something from God. And I'm going to ask you if you need something from God in just a moment to stand. But I also want everyone to stand in the room who will join me in saying, I am committed to being part of the solution to the world's problem that is called sin. I'm going to give. I'm going to pray. I'm going to go. I'm going to encourage. I'm going to do all that I can to do the command that Jesus gave us, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. If that's you today, would you just stand with me right now? If you have a need in your life, would you stand right now? And God knows what's going on. Amen?
Amen.
And he can meet you right there where you are. If you have a need, maybe just lift your hand toward God right now and say, Lord, help me in this moment. Give me strength. God, we pray together as a church that you would use us to advance your kingdom. You would take our efforts, Lord, and bless them for the sake of all that you are doing. We thank you for thousands of people who have committed their life to taking the gospel around the world and across our nation. Help us, Lord, to influence Owosso, to be influential in Oklahoma, in the United States, in every country of the world. Use us, God. Use us, God. Use us, God, to spread the gospel to the least, the lost, and the last. We pray and believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you give the Lord a clap offering of praise?